Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Steve, is it cool if we play that video?
Yeah, I have it. It didn't have to be beeped or anything. Right?
It doesn't have to be beeped. I just hope the audio is good enough because I watched this video the other day. Do you guys like having your minds blown?
Of course.
Always. Okay. One of my favorite things.
So this video,
my second favorite thing to be blown,
is one of those videos that I would have watched back in the day when I was high and just like been amazed at it.
Okay.
This time I watched it sober. I'm still amazed at it, and I almost don't believe it. Like I don't understand how some people's brains can just understand the universe, like how they are able to look up at the sky and go, this is how it is. And then they do calculations like, and then we have a rocket in the air, or we're able to send a rocket to get that asteroid off track.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah.
I'm shocked I'm not a flat earther. I so don't understand.
Or how they can look up in the sky
physics
and be like, yeah, that thing that you're looking at died a billion years ago.
Right.
But like, it hasn't. It's just now reaching us.
It might not even be there anymore.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I am so Neanderthal when it comes to that. But I love it. And this is one of those things where it's like, I know that they figured this out. Scientists that I do believe in, but I don't know how.
Okay. So we're looking at a laptop.
Specifically,
so let's imagine we take a box. It's an excellent box.
It is an excellent
nothing
box.
Can come in, nothing can go out.
So it's just a cube.
Okay, and it's digitally rendered.
Yeah, on a screen.
Like Tron.
Yep.
So we put an apple in the box, close the box.
I'm already confused because he said nothing can go in, nothing can go out. Then he just put a apple in it.
Yeah, your science is a fraud.
Okay.
Yeah,
not
but
mine.
Now that
you
it's
blame
in
the
it,
scientists,
now nothing
you
can
take
go
your
in
torches
out.
And you burn a science factory down today if you don't believe this.
We might come back in a month, and the apple is looking kind of mealy and decayed.
Okay.
Looking pretty gross.
Yeah.
I've come back
in
a year. The
apple is rotted. Bacteria have done their thing.
It's pretty gross.
Yep. Okay. Now they're zooming way into the apple.
Yeah.
On a cellular
come
level.
Come back in, 100 years, the apple is probably a kind of dust. The apple contains chemical energy, the same kind of energy you'd get if you ate the apple or burned an apple. That energy will eventually come out. And so the apple inside the box will get very hot, probably thousands of degrees.
What?
Those particles can start to nuclear fuse together. This will take a really long time because nuclear reactions happen incredibly slowly. Or
oh my God, this minute, apple, this is a 5 minute long
like
video?
10 to the 24 different states that those particles can be in. At some point, you could open the box.
No way.
And there's your apple again.
How does he know that?
But in the meantime.
Yeah, prove it. Do it in my lifetime.
Right. He just used terrible audio quality to tell me that this is a possibility, but yet he's not alive and none of us will be alive to know whether or not that's true.
Get
I don't believe it.
I say math.
So that's the end? Mm-hmm. It didn't turn into a computer?
Yeah, it did.
How did that happen? How did this hot gas turn into an apple? But eventually,
let's ask Insane Clown Posse.
In fact, every possible thing that could exist in the box will exist.
What?
A flashlight?
They're showing. How would a flashlight reform in the exact same shape as itself? Like an apple.
Don't know.
I'm like, all right, maybe.
Like a dirty diaper
right.
is going to appear in there.
Yeah.
And then right after that,
a clean diaper.
Yeah. And then a Snickers bar.
Right.
And then a tennis racket.
Yeah.
So, Joe, my biggest concern here is, do you believe that?
Yeah, totally.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That man was very convincing.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, he had a beard and a Mac computer.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
An apple and an infinity box.
Yeah, and some fuzzy stuff.
You have to. Otherwise, why believe anything?
Yeah.
Right now in CERN, they're working on a thing that, does stuff. I don't know how they do it.
I don't even know what that
the
is.
The Large Hadron Collider.
That's
like,
true.
I mean, they know
the
what
thing
happens
that does stuff.
When
yeah,
things
that spinny thing.
There's people
a lazy Susan for electrons.
There's people who do things that understand them. I don't. So if they tell me that it does it, you just got to believe it. If they know what they're talking about.
Yeah.
Do you not believe that?
Nope.
I could ask my brother-in-law about this.
Because I think it just rots, and then it turns into what sits in our dumps that's, you know, polluting our air for so long. I don't believe that it could completely disintegrate, turn into energy, and then without seed or water or soil, come back into being an apple.
Plus, yeah, single other possible thing in the world.
Right, and a flashlight.
You really hung up on the flashlight.
Yeah, I
don't believe
done.
A flashlight is going to become all of those states of whatever it was, 10 to the 24th power, and then reassemble perfectly in the exact same.
But why? But why don't
you? It's too hard for my brain, Joe.
And mainly because I can't prove it without dying and never knowing the answer.
And living for billions of years.
Well, it's true.
So in my lifetime, that apple I put in a box in my basement just turned into mold. Now I've got fruit flies in my house.
All right, I'm going to try it today.
But you believe in...
I'm getting an infinity box and an apple.
Put a reminder in your phone that in 10,000 years to remind you to check that apple.
Tens of billions of years to go yet.
But like you believe that in the Big Bang, right?
What if we had put an
apple? No one saw it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm with you, Joe. I believe it could happen over the right amount of time, and the particles reorganize themselves or whatever. Like, I mean, because I believe people that understand science. I don't know how radio works, and I work in it. You know what I mean? Like. I get the general concept, but if you said, here's some copper wire, knock yourself out, broadcast across America, I'd go,
We had put an apple inside a box that nothing could go into and out of at the beginning of that video, and then in the billions of years it took them to tell us that lie, we opened it and then found out that it was just nothing but a flashlight and a can of Pringles.
I mean, that'd be pretty cool.
If I had an apple that turned into Pringles...
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.